my utmost for his highest. November the 23rd. Distraction of antipathy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. We are exceedingly piled with contempt. Psalm 123, verse 3. The thing of which we have to beware is not so much damage to our belief in God as damage to our Christian temper. Therefore take heed to thy spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. Oh, the temper of mind is tremendous in its effects. It is the enemy that penetrates right into the soul and distracts the mind from God. There are certain tempers of mind in which we never dare indulge. If we do, we find that they have distracted us from faith in God. And until we get back to the quiet mood before God, our faith in him is nil. And our confidence in the flesh and in human ingenuity is the thing that rules. Beware of the cares of this world, because they are the things that produce a wrong temper of soul. It is extraordinary what an enormous power there is in simple things to distract our attention from God. Refuse to be swamped with the cares of this life. Another thing that distracts us is the lust of vindication. St. Augustine prayed, O Lord, deliver me from this lust of always vindicating myself. That temper of mind destroys the soul of faith in God. I must explain myself. I must get people to understand. Oh, our Lord never explained anything. He left mistakes to correct themselves. When we discern that people are not going on spiritually and allow the discernment to turn to criticism, we block our way to God. God never gives us discernment in order that we may criticize, but that we may intercede.